American college students are exposed to new ideas that can challenge their religious beliefs, but campus clergy say many remain religiously committed. A traditional festival lets Indian students share their faith and culture with others. Many are doing that today, says Chandni Raja of the Hindu Student Organization at the University of Southern California.
Meeting other groups on campus and trying to get that dialogue going while also maintaining our own communities as a strong place where people can come together.
At Catholic University in Washington, D.C., students celebrate their faith as they welcome a growing number of non-Catholics, including Muslims, onto campus. And at Stanford University, the school's Dean for Religious Life, Scotty McLennan, is also seeing a new openness.
I think the most exciting thing that's happening is that students really are learning how to listen to each other across tradition, and they really are getting more interested in that kind of empathetic listening and presence to each other, hearing each other's stories.
Some students maintain their traditional practices, and others become less observant, but many want to share their faith and traditional culture with others. Omer Bajwa, coordinator of Muslim life at Yale University, counsels Muslim students, and he says many have questions about the role of faith.
In a time of increasing religiosity, but also increasing secularism, is, you know, what are the fault lines and what are the tensions and what are the areas of conversation? I think these are, we find common questions coming across.
Probing discussions in the classroom and with students of different backgrounds can challenge a student's faith, says Rabbi Patricia Carlin Newman, Senior Associate Dean for Religious Life at Stanford University.
The question in my mind is whether that questioning leads to a falling off of commitment or a deepening of commitment. And my experience is that people who claim their religious traditions after having or in the process of being engaged with other people are far more inclined to see what they have as something precious.
Interfaith service projects and community dialogues are bringing students together at schools all across the country, says Tahira Ahmad, the Associate University Chaplain at Northwestern University.
What I've seen on college campuses is that the young students who are from various faith backgrounds are coming together and not necessarily leaving their faith at the door, but not also wearing their faith on their sleeve, so to say, but finding some kind of balance and as to saying, this is who I am. I am a Muslim. I am a Christian. I am a Jew. But we're all coming together towards making the world a better place.
These college chaplains say that students are maturing in their faith by meeting and learning from those of other faiths. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.